USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states around the U.S. have yet to apply for government funding, providing their out-of-work residents with an additional $300 in federal weekly jobless benefits and $100 from each individual state. Federal officials said 19 states have applied for the aid since President Donald Trump issued the executive order August 8th authorizing the assistance. 11 states have already been approved to offer the extra payments, while another 8 states are going through the approval process. One of the big questions surrounding President Trump's order is when the money would reach the bank accounts of millions of out-of-work Americans, and the answer is it depends on when each state applies, as well as how long it takes for the state to get their systems up and running to disperse the money. The states that have been approved for the grants are Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Steve Bannon talks about his arrest, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Steve Bannon called the charges leveled against him a political hit job. Bannon, who pleaded not guilty on Thursday to charges he allegedly defrauded donors in a $25 million We Build a Wall scam along with three associates, addressed the case during an episode of his podcast, War Room.
I reiterate this. This fiasco yesterday was to intimidate anybody that wants to talk about American sovereignty and wants to talk about the wall. We're never going to stop talking about that and fighting for it.
President Trump distancing himself from Bannon, his former advisor, after he was arrested.
Former President George W. Bush backed Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine in his first public endorsement of the 2020 election cycle. Bush has largely stayed out of the political fray since he left the White House in 2009, and his endorsement is a welcome boost for Collins, who's waging her most difficult campaign yet as she seeks a fifth term. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Congressman Joe Kennedy III for Senator. Kennedy, the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy and son of former Congressman Joseph Kennedy II, is challenging Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey in a contentious Democratic primary race. Pelosi's endorsement of Kennedy is a snub of Markey, who was one of Pelosi's longtime House colleagues. In 2007, Pelosi tapped Markey as chairman of the House Select Committee on Energy Independence. Michelle Obama assailed President Donald Trump for ripping migrant children from their parents and throwing them into cages, picking up on a frequent and distorted point made by the Democrats. Well, that speech was fact-checked by the Associated Press, and she's right that Trump's now suspended policy at the U.S.-Mexican border separated thousands of children from their families in ways that had not been done before. But what she didn't say is that the very same cages were built and used in her husband's administration for the same purpose of holding migrant children. In her keynote address, she said, "They watch in horror as children are torn from their families and thrown into cages." The fact is, the reference to cages is misleading, and it's a matter that Democrats continue to distort. Trump used the facilities that were built during the Obama-Biden administration to house children at the border. Remember to keep up on all your news by listening online anytime at usaradio.com. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.